Suratul Lahab. Again something concerning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Lahab was the uncle. And Umm Jameel, his wife. Both were the worst enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have any brothers. Nor he ever saw his father. But he has uncles. Now we see how varied. About four we know. One loved him, protected him, but didn't believe in him. One believed him and loved him, but after 6 years. The third one also finally came to believe in him. But he never played any prominent role in the struggle. So much so that up till Badr, he had not declared that he is Mu'min. And he came to Badr along with the army of Kuffar. But the Prophet knew that he is the Mu'min. And the fourth one is Abu Lahab, the worst. And as I told you, the worst character. The best character of that time, Abu Bakr, Atqa. And the worst character of that time was this Abu Lahab. And this incident happened when the command came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُوْمَرُ. This ayah is included in the last portion of Surah Al-Hijr. Now say loudly, O Muhammad, what had been commanded to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we ascended the hillock of Safa. And he raised a cry, وَا سَمَاحَا. This was the custom of the Arabs. If some news came to you that such and such tribe is planning to attack you, this night they will attack you. Now you want that this news should reach all the people immediately so that they can take the precautionary steps, whatever they can take. So what did he used to do? Take off all his clothing, absolute naked, ascended some high place, and then cried out, Wa sabaha! Woe to the morning that is coming. A very bad morning is coming. Now two things happened. Where his voice reached, people heard this. Where the voice was not reaching, people saw a naked man standing on their own. And they called it Nazir-e Uriyan, the warner, the naked warner. Now here's the lesson for us. If you have to make dawah, you see, what are the means available today? Whatever is haram in it, delete. Whatever is permissible, you have to use. If you don't use, then you are to blame. So when Muhammad ascended, and wa sama'a, he cried, people fell to him. But then I can't go into detail. When he presented his message, the first response was from Abu Lahab. Tabban laka lihaza wa jama'atana. Woe to you. Perish you. Did you call us for this thing? He thought there is some danger. You have got some news. You want to warn us from some possible attack of any tribe. So in response, this stood our religion. Tabbat yada abi lahab. Actually, the both hands of Abu Lahab have perished. The hands of Muhammad are not going to perish. And Watab, and he himself has been perished. Ma'agna anhu ma'aluhu wa ma'akasam. His wealth will not avail him, nor what he earned. He met a very, very sad end. He couldn't go to Badr. He was coward also. I said, worst character. And because he was the custodian of the treasure of Kaaba, so he was the minister of finance, so to say, of the government at Makkah. And he has stolen, people used to say that he has stolen a golden, calf from that destroyer. So that was the name that was given to him, the stealer of the calf. So he doesn't have any good reputation whatsoever. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ. His wealth is not going to avail him. But what happened? In Badr also he sent a person, you know, mercenary, paid him, go in my place, he couldn't go. Then this person was so rash against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two of the daughters of the Prophet were engaged to two of his sons. He said, go and give talaq to both of them in the open. Address Muhammad and say, we give talaq to your daughters. And they did it in the open. Well, this was a very big humiliation. Both later on died. The Prophet prayed against them. For one who was more vocal, the Prophet said, oh Allah, let loose on him one of your dogs. He was coming back from Syria, leading a caravan. During the night, they were staying somewhere. And he knew that Muhammad has prayed this thing against him. So he used to have, you know, fire around him where he rested during the night. But a tiger came, jumped over that fire, ate him up, went back. Sayasla naran zaata lahab. Then, you know, he also died. Pustules appeared over the whole of his body. And then, you know, this was bad smells coming out. And there were, you know, the organisms in those wounds moving. So nobody from his family could go near him. And then when he died, nobody was ready to touch him. With the help of a wood, they dug a grave and then, you know, just pushed him by this wood, not touching him. This was the end. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. He will enter the war of fire which is flaring. وَامْرَأَتُهُ, not only he, also his wife. حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ, the carrier of firewood. فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ, upon her neck a rope of palm fibers will be there. Now she was a very rich lady. She used to have a very fine and costly necklace around her neck. But in the hereafter, this necklace will take the form of a rope of the fibers of date palm tree. And with that, it will bring, you know, fuel and add to the fire of her husband. Add in fuel. Because, you know, wife, either they support you in your deen or they oppose you. And if they are also on the wrong path, they are supporting the wrong path. In the same way, she will be kindling the fire of hell for her husband.